It is a Tech Tuesday, Bill, and on the line with us right now, CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey, host of the CNET Update, all the tech news you need in under 3 minutes. How are you today, Bridget?
Oh, I'm doing good because I'm not signed up to weird dating websites that get hacked.
Well, that's good to know. We're not either.
Your husband must be thrilled, right?
Yeah.
Good.
So news came out that, you know, there's a lot of weird dating sites, and we've always heard about, you know, once in a while they get hacked, especially Ashley Madison was big in the news not that long ago. But a dating site just for the genetically blessed, beautifulpeople.com, has reportedly had more than 1 million members, all their information being leaked online and sold. And that's according to a report from Forbes, who's been working with a couple of security researchers. They, like, contacted some of the people that had their info leaked and verified that some of it's real. This isn't just names and emails, but a lot of really specific details, like exactly where they live, exactly what their income is,
Wow. Their
education, their current employment, their phone numbers, because when you apply to this thing, you have to, like, really show that you're, you know, just one of the best people ever, and you get voted on if you're accepted in. The site says that, it's not really admitting or denying exactly that this leak happened, rather that, you know, the date is from December and that it was locked down. But either way,
Bridget, I'm not that familiar with the website, with beautifulpeople.com, but explain this to me. So you apply, it's a dating service, but then they vote on whether or not you are in fact a beautiful person and can be a member. Is that right?
It's like Survivor meets online dating.
Is it like that?
members of the same sex have to vote that you really are a good-looking person.
Oh, this is gross. Who would be on that? Good-looking people.
They often, yeah. I know, they've been in the news, too, for controversy because they like bragging about how people don't get in. And just last year, they say they dumped more than 3,000 members because they gained a little weight or they started looking.
Oh, no.
So, you know, they like to keep up, you know, what they're known for.
But even the name, I mean, there was a dating website I was on called .com for a while.
How do you spell that?
It's just IHHHH. So, oh well, that's terrible. Have I ever felt worse for beautiful people. What a bad day this is for them.
I know. Even it's not easy looking good. Even beautiful people have to worry about getting hacked. It's very sad.
You know, is it customary? And again, I have not. I used to pick up guys the old way in bars. You know, when I was single.
Sure.
So I never did an online dating, but is it customary that you give how much you make? I mean, I know you can pick a category, like I make between this much and this much, or choose not to answer. Why would you admit all this information? And even I feel your address shouldn't be part of it.
No, you're absolutely right. It shouldn't be because, you know, we are way too trusting of websites to give all this information. You should either, I don't know, just leave some categories blank.
Yeah.
or just rethink what sites you're applying to if they want so much info.
Well, it's a dark, dark day for beautiful people. Our hearts go out to them. And Spotify is also on the list of recently hacked websites. Is that correct?
It's a little questionable, actually. So there's reports from TechCrunch that hundreds of Spotify user accounts, their passwords and email addresses have been dumped online. And so the website started contacting a few of them and said, okay, a few of them are real. But then you have Spotify saying, nope, we're not hacked. We're totally fine.
Oh.
And it's not the first time that Spotify has been accused of having their information leaked out. And they say, nope, we're good. We're good. Nothing's wrong here. So either way, to be on the safe side, I'm just the kind of person who, when I hear news like that, change the password.
Oh, good idea. Smart idea.
I can't remember any of my passwords. I've changed them so many times. And I don't think I'm the only one who has, like, a certain number of passwords that you have several derivations of.
I mean,
you can't keep putting new passwords into everything.
No, I forget, too, and I keep using that I forgot my password tool and having it emailed to me. But the more important thing is to make sure that your password combos aren't being used across multiple login sites. Because if, say, one of these sites gets hacked and they see your email and your password, they're going to try that email password combo on a couple other popular sites to see what other doors it can open,
right?
Including your own email. So your own email, your bank, Facebook, like the big ones, that they should be more different than anything, because they're going to try that first just to see what else it can unlock.
Bridget, you've noticed that most places now, when asking you to create a password, like it used to be, you could just put in Beatles fan and you were fine, and then you had a password.
Hey, that's
but now,
mine.
Is that yours? Sorry about that. But now you have to have a capital letter and a small letter and a number and a chemical symbol, and there's like a whole bunch of things you have to throw in there or they won't accept it.
Yeah, God forbid when we start adding emojis to the password.
I know,
right?
I know.
Yeah, but you know, Kevin has his own custom emoji that he uses. What is it again, Kevin?
It's the thumbs up, the sunglass face, and the flexi arm.
All good.
So
all
see,
good ones.
You know, well, he'd be easy to hack.
Yeah.
But it, you can make your own little symbol of emojis that might work better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what computer or phone you're logging into. If you can't access emojis, you know, there's a problem. Then you can't get into your account. But, yeah, the whole I forgot my password reset has been handy for me lately.
Me as well.
I can't remember everything.
And there's something written up on Wired Magazine, which is now Wired.com, talking about the beautiful people hacking. And they list a site that you can see. You can check for sure at Have I Been Pwned, P-W-N-E-D, a site operated by security researcher Troy Hunt. And if you go to this Have I Been Pwned, is that proper? Am I saying it the right way?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't really either, but here's what my question is. We want you to explain, and then do we want to, because it says email address or username, do I want to put that in there, or will I be pwned?
Oh, well, that security researcher has been more or less kind of, he's credible. So on one hand, I know you kind of get paranoid, like you're giving this site, you know, but that security researcher is someone who a lot of people in the community find credible. And
really?
Does pwned mean hacked?
It's almost like I've been owned.
Oh.
So if someone owned you, then you've been hacked.
Oh.
But then people start being silly and like doing P instead of O. Kind of like how you put threes and E's.
Yeah.
You can switch those.
Yeah.
So people started going pwned.
Oh,
so.
All right.
That's
so,
not funny
that
or
helps.
Clever. They should have just used a zero instead of an O.
Right.
Right. Or an, you know, or an L. Have I been loaned? I don't know.
It's not easy being a beautiful person, Wendy.
Tell me about
it. It isn't.
So Troy Hunt is a reputable security researcher that you have heard of over at CNET, correct? But you still aren't.
Yeah. And people have used this site to look for other hacks, like the Ashley Madison hack, too. But still, yeah, it's still weird to do that for any site. I still use with caution. And you know what? A lot of sites now, they let you log in with your Facebook credentials or your Google credentials, almost like not having to create another password to forget or get hacked, but rather it's just going in through your Facebook login.
But is that good or bad? Because there are a lot of sites.
I feel
sites.
Like that could be a little... Well, you're not actually typing anything in. It's just saying, would you like to log in with Facebook? You tap it, and it connects to Facebook without giving that site your Facebook.
That's too easy.
Yeah, but then I always worry because there's sometimes even signing up like with Etsy or Pinterest, you can do it through Facebook, and I always do it through email because I figure if someone hacks my Facebook,
right.
then they're going to hack the other stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. Then they can access that stuff too. Yeah, you're not safe anywhere.
What about, Bridget, you know all the websites where if
you've
you're
been
buying...
Pwned.
I don't want that to happen to me. There's a bunch of websites where if you buy stuff from them, you can save the field like that has all your credit card information. I never save that stuff. Am I doing the right thing? I know it eats up more time, but I always enter it with every transaction.
You know, especially with unknown sites, I'm a little hesitant to save also.
Yeah.
Make sure the more important thing is to make sure you have that little lock icon. There's usually like a little padlock icon next to the URL. I've been on some sites for real places in my community, small business owners who want to, you know, start selling online, and I'm supposed to enter in my information, and they don't have that little security icon to show that it's secure from hackers. So that's a case where I can't put anything in because I'm going, all right, well, if anyone in the community also shops here and knows that they're not secure, they're going to get hacked.
Can you trust that little lock? Because, you know, some people don't pay for ADT services and put an ADT sign in front of their house. Can't somebody just make an icon of that secured lock thing?
Here's the difference. Inside the actual bar that has the www.sitename.com in it, they can't fake it there. But they do sometimes fake it on the website itself. They'll put, like, verified security. It's right. A little button or patch, and it's like a little icon. Like, forget those. The only one that matters is the one that's in the browser window itself, because that's something that, either Internet Explorer or Firefox or Chrome on Google, their code says it's secure. So that's the one to be trusted, not one of those little, animated little sparkly badges on a website.
That is good to know. Thank God we have you. You're like our Internet police. You realize that, don't you?
Happy to serve, ma'am.
She's Bridget Carey. She is the CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. All the tech news you need in under 3 minutes. You can find that at CNET.com. And Bridget Carey is secured.
She is. She has a padlock. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good week. We'll take a quick break and then some news. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.